call this meeting of the Hope Community Council to order. Do we have a roll call, please?
Bill Guggins?
Here.
Laura Hines? John Kepler? Kathleen McMonagle?
Here.
Betsy Kringle? Elsie Weber?
Here.
Rick Whitney?
Here.
Rick, I think we should note that John and Betsy are in a separate meeting on the...
Yeah, I expect they'll be showing up momentarily, but in keeping with our business-like tradition, we're starting the meeting on time, and when they get in here, then they can join us in progress.
About to silence the phone, start.
Yes, please silence your phones. So, our agenda for tonight, we have some minutes to approve, council member reports, work program review, opportunity for the audience to address us with any items, and then we're going to have a hearing on minor zoning code amendments to the Shoreline Master Program update, and final action on the renewal of interim ordinance for land use permit extensions, and then review of the upcoming calendar. So with that, we have approval of the minutes of the last two meetings. Someone like to move to dispense?
I move we dispense with the reading.
Second.
Okay, move in second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. So, anybody have any additions or corrections to those minutes? They look good to me, but I don't want to... Yeah, let's start with the March 22nd.
Motion to approve the minutes? March 22nd.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of March 22nd meeting. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Let's note that John has joined us. We understand you're in another meeting, so...
Yes, sir.
That's okay. We're just approving the minutes, so you haven't really missed anything. Unless you have something, a correction on the March 26th minutes.
No, March 26th.
March 22nd, and then April 26th. Anybody have any additions or corrections?
I move that we approve the minutes of April 26th.
Second?
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, minutes are approved. Do we have any council member reports or comments? John?
Yeah. And again, my apologies for being late. That's where I just came from. The Lakeview Neighborhood Plan is moving forward. We just had a meeting upstairs with city staff regarding the timing of the plan. Mm-hmm. And what may need to happen from the standpoint of adding additional time onto the plan. So tomorrow is the last scheduled meeting for the Lakeview group. We do have one meeting after that that's sort of set up as a flux meeting. We do need to be complete by the 7th of July, so staff has time to prepare for the joint planning, voting community council meeting for a presentation on where the plan is at. At the conclusion of tomorrow night's meeting for the Lakeview group and for the Central Houghton group, we will get a knee-jerk reaction as to have we completed everything on the list. Is there anything else that needs to be added? And do we need to add more time? So we will know by the conclusion of tomorrow night's meeting if we will meet our schedule or not. The meeting that we just concluded was what happens in the event that we do need more time. What are some of the mechanisms that need to happen so we can add more time to complete the plan? And so that's my report. Would you like to make a report on your neighborhood plan as well?
I think that we just feel like there hasn't been enough time to really go through everything and bring every issue to the table. So we'll see what happens tomorrow night. At this point, what we asked them to do last time was to take where we are now and then take the old plan and then make sure that nothing that they wanted to keep from the old plan got lost. And so I had them like highlight the old plan, the parts that they liked, that they want to make sure didn't go away because it's, the new plan is written so differently. So we're, then we're going to be compiling those and comparing and fitting in the new information with the old information, then writing the new plan and then have them look at that. And where we are.
Are there any major issues that there's a lot of disagreement within the committee on as far as the plan?
In Central Hilton or?
Yeah.
In Central, no, we've spent a lot of time talking about some, looking at some rezone of properties, the Waddell properties, and then just looking at what's going on at the Hilton Center area and what can and can't happen there. And but we don't have the demands on us of the Lakeview neighborhood. That's got the
Is Park and Ride in your, it's Park and Ride's in your, okay, yeah, that's what I thought, okay, yeah.
And from the Lakeview side, I think there have been some very, very good discussions and some recommendations that will be incorporated into the neighborhood plan that the neighborhood is making. I would say the only thing that has some disagreement based on the current plan is probably the Park and Ride.
Yeah.
How, what exactly is that going to be? How is it going to change the neighborhood? I think that's probably the only thing so far that's really been a contentious issue.
How about the railroad right of way? Because that really is in both.
From our standpoint, we've been able to get some vision on that. Not 100% agreement on it, but at least a good conversation. And I think everybody realizes that it's, we're a small microcosm that is a connection of a giant
system.
Mm-hmm. And the reality is what the Lakeview neighborhood plan will be able to do to influence the great big system is pretty limited. But they do have some visioning on what they would like to see, how they would like to function, how it would like to operate, and yeah. But that's not been quite the same issue with the Park and Ride.
Yeah.
And Central Hilton sees the trail pretty much unanimously as a vital non-motorized pedestrian network. And one of the things that we have are putting into the plan is that we would like to see more pedestrian access to the trail as it's developed, you know, so that perhaps if properties near the school or something are redeveloped, that they provide access to the trail that, you know, people can walk, you know, not parking there, but I mean, you know, thank God. Pedestrian accesses so that maybe it's streets at dead end right now would be put on through to access the trail.
You've got a somewhat of a consensus.
Consensus on it. That it's non-motorized. It's a beautiful backbone to a non-motorized.
I'm just curious because I figure if there's going to be contentions, those are the two that I would between the railway right away and the park and ride. Good. So you guys are getting close.
Getting close. It's that last 10%, right? It's the last 10%.
Okay. Any other member comments or reports?
I'd like to make one.
Yeah.
I've just been the backup person or the alternate, but I got a chance to watch John and Betsy work, and they're working very, very hard on this, and they put a lot of hours in, and I don't know how they can keep control of their group sometimes, but they do manage to do it. And I think that we all owe them a vote of thank you for taking this on
yes.
and for trying to do it.
Yes, thank you.
It's rewarding. I mean, it's a lot of work, but it is rewarding.
Yeah, very important.
Yeah, and you get to know some really neat people.
Okay, anything else?
I know we haven't had summer yet, but look forward to the Hope Down and on Labor Day. And again, the city doesn't have money for us hardly at all this year. Probably just enough to pay for all the permits that the city requires us to have.
Nice thrust.
Thank you. But Metropolitan Market, I think, is interested in donating food. We put out a call for a free band, and we have found a little band in Seattle that plays old-time fiddle music that is going to come and play for free, so.
Fantastic.
It's still going to happen even though we don't have any money.
All better. How about the Houghton 4th of July parade entry?
There is none because we have no money. And, but we have all agreed, and I'm going to be out of town, but we've all agreed that money or no money, that Houghton needs to be represented next year in the 4th of July parade. So we are going to, we need to start thinking about it.
Okay. Great. John?
I have one more. I have another report quickly. The Houghton area has several members that have gone through the CERT training program. And several people in that group have gotten together and begin meeting monthly to discuss what can the people that have gone through the CERT program do in the event of an emergency to help assist the city. So the meetings, and I've gone to both meetings so far, so they've just finished their second meeting, and the focus has been what can we do to set up a network for everybody that has gone through the CERT training process to get connected in the event of emergency. They have networked with Northwest College, who is the place that Red Cross will be. So conversations have been had with Best College to set up an emergency place, the Best High School, excuse me, for the CERT people to get together to create a base so we can network with Red Cross and with the city to participate in the event of a regional emergency. So
we initially talked to Northwest College, but they thought they had their own commitments with others.
So as more and more comes on board with that, I'll let everybody know.
I wanted to add one thing. Nancy included in our packet this little notice on the HCC use of attorneys, and I had asked her to do that just so we kept that in mind. Hopefully we don't get to that point. And of course, we, as we know, the lady who uses an attorney has volunteered to, if we don't have the funding to provide without cost legal advice if necessary. So hopefully we won't need to get to that point, but just wanted to remind us that the city is not legally obligated to pay for anything that we think we should have. So that's a little reminder to everyone. Okay, so with that, we now, do you want to work on the work program review at this time? That's next on our agenda.
Maybe with the calendar.
Okay, at the very back?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll save that for last.
Yeah, calling me up something different.
No, okay. And then, we've got a hearing on the minor zoning code amendments. If anyone's here for the hearing, this is not, we're going to have requests from the audience. Our audience has a chance to address us for up to 3 minutes, but if it's related to the hearing, then save it for the hearing. So, would any of you care to speak to us on some topic other than the Shoreline National Program update? Hey.
Go ahead. Should I stand, or is it alright?
You guys.
Well, how's this? Is this gonna?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She needs to be audible. That'd be,
she's fine. It'll pick it up.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm Georgine Foster. I live at 451-700 Second Lane Northeast, and I am a member of the Lakeview Neighborhood Plan Update Advisory Group. I question why our two neighborhoods, Lakeview and Central Houghton, have been needing to conduct our updates in a one-year time span, whereas like the Market neighborhood had 3 years, Rose Hill had 2 years. It's almost like we're being sandwiched in to compress our plan update to accommodate annexation. I understand the city has their work plan, whatever you call it, but I'm concerned that we're really kind of being crunched, and I'm feeling it, I think there are other members on the committee that are feeling it as well. I mean, if Market Neighborhood took 3 years, I'd venture to say that probably in our neighborhood, we have more different types of land uses in our own neighborhood than the Market Neighborhood has, and yet here we are crunched down for 1 year. We need more time to evaluate the impacts of possible changes. We're dealing with some pretty significant issues other than ones that John had mentioned. I mean, but there is the TOD, there is the affordable housing in a larger scale than anywhere else in Kirkland. The possibility of sounder type locomotive commuter rail that might be traversing the corridor 20 times a day, as the rail operator told the Highlands neighborhood. There is a possibility of quadrupling the housing density in our study area 9. And I think some neighbors are concerned about that. And then also the fact that there are possible changes in designation from single family to multifamily in the same area. And I would just, I think we need more time. More meetings, more time, whatever.
That's it. All right. Any other?
I'm not sure what the shoreline thing is. I'm not sure if our comments are kind of outside of that or inside of that, but.
Outside.
You're outside of that?
Okay. We need your name.
Yeah.
Pardon? We need your name.
So it's Walt Skoronsky, 4510 Lake Washington Street, Boulevard.
All right.
And Steve's actually my our next door neighbor. And we had received wind that there were zoning changes afoot to increase the density. Because where you live in, it's kind of the lower part of Lake Washington, where it's mostly single-family homes.
Yeah.
It's probably one of the few areas on Lake Washington that there are single-family homes, and there are a lot of them. And if there is going to be a zoning change to increase the density, I mean, it just changes the whole character of that part of Lake Washington. And takes the character right out of that whole area.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be an absolute nightmare for traffic. It'll seriously impact all the valuations of single family homes there. And I guess I'm here to solicit your support to not go down the path of changing zoning. And if there's supposed to be diversity in housing, I mean, right now you can go down to Lake Washington and it's mostly condos and apartments, and it's pretty sizable. And this is kind of a niche area, and that's why we bought there for the character, for the ambiance and everything. And I really hate to see that destroyed. And there's no question about it, it'll be destroyed if the zone change.
My response for you is, it's not too late for you to get involved in the process, and there's gonna be a public hearing, right?
I have no idea, I'm just
What's happening is there's a committee that is formulating a proposed updated neighborhood plan. That will go out for a public hearing.
Probably be study sessions first and then a public hearing.
Is that it?
With the whole committee council and planning commission.
Right, okay. So what's the best avenue for neighbors who are concerned about this to get involved?
Well, follow the website. It's been posted on our website. Contact the project manager, Janet Soloff.
You'll think you're offline.
Okay.
I don't know which website you're talking about.
It's the
Town of Kirkland.
Town of Kirkland, City of Kirkland's website, go to the planning department, and there'll be a link to the Lakeview neighborhood plan. At least to give you a start, and then if you want to sit out and talk to the project manager, I'll give you your phone number and contact information.
What gives cause to neighborhood updates or neighborhood planning updates?
Well,
versus the status quo.
Versus what?
Status quo.
Oh, well, every neighborhood over a period of 10 to 15 years is looked at again, and then goes through the neighborhood planning process to see if there's any changes needed, involves community with those changes, and that gets presented to the planning commission, the committee council, particularly, and the city council for the evaluation and potential adoption.
Okay, so that process is just beginning now?
We started about 6 months ago, I think in January.
Elsie wants to ask a quick question.
Sure. Well, are you on the west or east side of Lake Washington Boulevard?
east side. All the single-family houses are up the hill. On the east side, and they vary in lot sizes.
So, you're between 52nd and, what was your address again, Walt, excuse me?
4510. We're between the stoplight at the gas station, you round, round the right-hand corner. We're close to where the 35 mile an hour sign is.
Across from the line.
The sign, just before the sign, we're up on top of the hill.
Just before the sign, got it, okay.
Okay, thank you very much, and that was nothing to do with the Shoreline National
Sorry,
Program update.
Sorry, I didn't know.
No, you spoke at the exact right time. That was...
I have a question.
Sure.
So, I think you proposed it. So when the neighborhood plan goes to hearing, do all of the neighborhood, do all the residents get notified?
If it's involving a rezone, then we do notify all the properties within that rezone area and within 300 feet of the rezone.
Okay.
Not, but I think we in the past we have sent out a postcard to all the property owners prior to the public hearing.
Okay.
So probably do that again.
So you probably want to get on
Genesis,
but there should be a notice too that you get.
And there's a listserv too you can sign up for to get email alerts on what's happening with the next meeting.
I saw them getting involved. Too far down the road, things are pretty much decided already,
right.
And you're trying to get the horse back in the barn. It doesn't work well that way.
Thank you for coming and getting involved. Okay.
I'd like to go on the record too. My name is Steve Blue. I live at 4506 Lake Washington Boulevard, and I share Walt's concerns. There's not that many single-family homes left there at this point. It would seem to me that the lots available for to be rezoned into high density, or, well, I guess they're all available if you rezone, even if the houses are viable. But it just seems to me like there's a few properties along there that are made up of older houses on very large lots where very few people can profit by this rezoning disproportionately to what their houses would be worth in their lots if they were just put on the market as single family dwellings. So, I'm hoping to be, realize that there's probably some special interests involved here as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I look forward to being a little more involved.
We encourage it very much. Okay.
And if we could, because I need to, so I can really understand who's and where's real quick. Steve, if you'd give me your address one more time.
4506. We share a common driveway, three houses, 2, 6, and 10.
Okay.
4502.
And you're 502, 4502.
No, that's 4510.
He's at 45.
So
what
would be these three?
Okay. Let's move on.
Is it that lot that has the, looks like the puzzle?
That would be it.
Okay.
Yeah. One of the
okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We love to.
You can exit or you can stay and
stay
watch the rest of the meeting. It's
no, we'll get plugged into the appropriate
network
panel.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
All right. So with that, we will move on to the minor zoning code amendments to the Shoreline National Program update. Teresa Swan.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Okay. So the city council did an intent to adopt for the Shoreline National Program that you were all involved with, and it came back to you for final review, and it's been submitted to the Department of Ecology. It's a 6-month plus process for them to review. They had a public hearing and took public comments, and the city responded to them. And so we're hoping to hear a decision sometime in the next 2 weeks or so. But once it was all done, we finally had time to go back through and go through every page of the zoning code and realize we just need to do some real minor cleanup. Starting with, you'll see definitions, we just had to make some revisions, deletions, because sometimes they were not consistent with the Shoreline Master Program. And just to remind you, the Shoreline regulations, we have definitions in that new Chapter 83 that you look at. Well, if it only applies to the shoreline, we deleted the definition. If it was in the general, we have general definitions in the front of the zoning code. So basically just went through and cleaned up definitions. We went through some of the chapters, such as parking. There are standards in the new shoreline regulation about parking. There's also general parking standards. So we went through the zoning code for like parking and signage, reminding people that if you're in the shoreline, you also need to go look at 83. So just kind of good referencing for people. The other changes included going into chapter 115, just minor edits like fences are not allowed in the shoreline area. What used to be called a high water line, now it's called a shoreline setback. So just kind of going through cleaning them up. So let's see here. And then also affordable housing, there's incentives for people for allowing them to go additional height, to reduce their front yard if they're doing affordable housing. Sometimes when you add an extra unit, a bonus unit, you need a little more space. But if you go to the shoreline regulations, they may be allowed to do that, or they may need a shoreline variance. So it's just, again, telling people that are doing affordable housing, look at Chapter 83 to see if you would be able to reduce one of those side yards or high the height. And then non-conformance, Chapter 162. We now have a non-conformance section in the Chapter 83, the shoreline regulations. So again, went through and cleaned up any of the cross-references. There's also a section in 115 having to do with density. There was a discussion during the shoreline master program regulations that right now it's 0.66 to round up for multifamily. So if you figure out your lot size and you take your property and divide it, sometimes you can round up and get one more unit, sometimes you can't. And it was decided as part of the shoreline regulations, why don't we just go to 0.50 just to simplify it. So we did do that in the shoreline regulations, and both you, the Planning Commission, and City Council said, let's come back when we're all done and go into Chapter 115 so that this would apply citywide. It will result in an occasional development that may get an extra unit, because it's a difference between 0.50 and 0.66. So a lot of people won't be able to take advantage of it because they're below 0.5. And so, again, we may see occasionally one extra unit going to that rounding up. So, again, the shoreline regulations already uses the 0.5. We're just saying let's apply that to the city, and that was discussed last year. And then lastly, we went into the subdivision ordinance because there are definitions for streams there. And also, there's actually some subdivision regulations in Chapter 83, which is the shoreline regulations, which the state require. So anyone doing a subdivision, we just put a note in there that says, if you're on the shoreline, be sure to go look at Chapter 83, because there's some additional requirements for land division. So you can see it was just kind of going through and doing a thorough review. And we didn't do it during the time because we were under the deadline to get the regulations adopted by December 1st. And until we really knew all the changes you were going to make, we couldn't really go back through and kind of go through the zoning code with a fine-tooth comb.
Teresa?
Yes.
Just the red are the additions or subtractions, right? There's no changes in any of the black.
No, right. So you can see a lot of it's just the same changes all the way through. It's
right.
C83, Chapter 83.
Make sure I understood. Fire vote.
So it's fairly simple, but we need to take it through to you and see if you have any comments.
Were there any public comments at the hearing on June 24th for the Planning Commission?
No one showed up.
Okay.
And at the hearing, it was closed it, and the Planning Commission recommended approval, and we were done in 5 minutes. So.
Wow.
Good
move. But we just spent 4 years on the shoreline master program, so this is ideally a simple process.
Yeah.
And just for your information, we will be, because with the annexation coming in, staff's now working on any amendments, but again, they'll be only amendments applicable to the annexation area, potentially just doing some change maybe to the shoreline setback up there, because we'll have to see. Because if you recall, shoreline setback we determine here, we look at every parcel and try to come up with a setback that has the least amount of non-conformances, and they have kind of sort of a little bit different situations up there. So that's probably the one change. There may be other little minor things, but anyway, but you won't be involved with that because it's just the annexation dirt. If you hear that, that's what's going on.
Okay.
Do you have any questions?
Do we have any members of the audience who would care to address us, Georgine? Okay. Any discussion on part of the community council?
I thought it was a lot easier to read. I know we spent a lot of time on the definitions and cleaning those up, but I do think it made a difference in adding that line of go to this chapter, go to that chapter. It's like,
yeah.
Makes it much easier for me to follow. So.
Okay. So So, would you care to make a motion?
Bill, you wanna make a motion?
Sure, I'll make a motion.
Yeah, I just read this last part.
Was there a prepackaged motion for us in this one? Was it? No. Okay, motion to approve zoning code amendments. File ZON 06-00017.
Second.
Yes, been moved in second. Is there any discussion? Further discussion? Further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? All right.
Will we be 5 minutes?
No.
Okay. Our next item of business is the renewal of interim ordinance for land use permit extensions. And Nancy, I guess that's your topic. You got anything you want to say about it? Don't feel like you have to. It's pretty straightforward.
I just bring to your attention that there's a resolution number 2010-4 that adopts ordinance 4242 that was approved by the City Council on June 1st, 2010. And that's simply renewing the interim ordinance to allow for the extension of land use permits during the economic downturn for another 6 months. In December, we'll take another look at this and see whether it's needed for another 6 months.
Yeah.
I move we approve resolution 2010-4.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second that.
And moving second, is there any discussion on this motion? Discussion, discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
This is not like us.
Okay.
Okay. Go
ahead. And now let's get out your calendars on it. Work closer.
And I think it's fine.
And somebody get control of that phone, please.
Give me that.
I thought
just give me it.
It says
Riverside.
So this is at your place is the latest and greatest that we know of now. John and Betsy have been talking, and there may be changes as of after tomorrow, but for now, let's look at July. And at your regular meeting,
wait, I'm not confused. Which one is it?
Okay, yeah, look at the top in June under the word 2010, it should say 628. That was printed today.
628?
Yeah. Did you get one in your packet?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I wasn't sure. So anyway, we had a fresh one printed today.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, just look for the pink.
That's right. It's the one on our page. On our,
I think they're both
the color coded.
No, they're different.
No, I have one that says 6-4.
Yeah.
And one that says 621.
Yeah.
You want the other one?
621.
No, I don't have 621. It's 628.
It's sitting in front of you.
I was on your table later. Take more.
Just look
oh,
at the one
here.
That's.
Don't make
me.
There you go.
Get rid of the others.
Get rid of that one.
Unless you're okay, so we're looking at the 628,
yep.
And then turn it over to July.
Yeah.
And July 26th is your regular meeting, and there will be a hearing.
Did we just do this hearing?
I think that should be a final approval.
Okay.
Yes, we just did that. That should be an FA. And then there will be a Houghton Community Council Planning Commission joint meeting. And that's the goal, but you know, we'll find out.
Yes.
That will be a joint study meeting.
Okay.
What day is that?
When is that? Well, July 26th.
July 26th. Our next scheduled monthly meeting.
Yes.
So you've got a split in two. We've got the joint meeting and then the community council meeting.
Well, any business that we have outside of the review of the neighborhood plans would be conducted separate from the, so.
The joint.
Yeah, we're not gonna do that jointly with the planning commission.
But the joint meeting would be first.
Well, we might start 15 minutes early or something like that, just to get that over with.
To get the.
If there's some minor administrative stuff that we can knock out real quick.
Right.
The agenda, the minutes, that's what we've done before.
Because I would suggest doing that, I anticipate several people being at the joint meeting, the planning commission and the community council meeting.
Good.
Yeah, so.
Wanting to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
So just in an effort, you know, to.
No, we're presuming that would be one of, potentially a longer meeting.
Plus, we gotta get through both forms.
Kathleen.
It says, bring our silence.
Just turn it off. God.
Push the red button.
Turn it off.
Give it to me, I'll take care of it.
I'm a little confused because Paul made the comment that we maybe, this may, there may be a study session before a public hearing. If it's a study session, then you wouldn't be getting public input study session normally. So what's the process that's intended?
Well, you can have public input at a study session, it wouldn't be testimony per se.
Yeah.
No, because this is like the first time everybody's looking at these neighborhood plans, and so you, I think that people who are part of the advisory groups might wanna come and address.
So.
Because it's legislative, it could be a little bit more.
I understand, but are you gonna have a public hearing, and I don't wanna have, let's see, how do I put it? I want the public hearing to be at the right time to have the proper impact on the process, and so I don't see why we would have two public hearings. I certainly understand why you'd have members of the committee present for a study session. I don't know that.
But this isn't a public hearing.
Pardon?
This is not a public hearing.
This isn't a public.
I understand, but if we're gonna have this open, if this is gonna be open to the public for public input, then what's the difference between that and a public hearing?
That is a hearing.
There's a big difference, it's not on record.
Yeah.
But I'm saying just substantive, functionally, I don't want to have, I don't think it's efficient to have the same comments coming at two separate times, so when's the right time to have it?
Well, there's nothing, there will be no plan written.
As of that time?
As of this time, they are just taking.
Getting.
My understanding is that the advisor groups have been like saying, okay, here's bullet points, here's things that we're interested in, here's three things, and then we're gonna look at that, and then we are gonna have input into this.
Okay.
And then staff will maybe then write a plan, it'll come back, and then it'll be published.
Yeah.
That's the meeting we're talking about.
Yep.
And then down here is the public hearing.
After you've got a plan that's already been drafted.
Yeah, this isn't a plan yet.
Alright.
Yeah.
So my comment, which threw a name to help spin, sorry, was that I think a lot of people there will be there to listen. And I have asked a couple of people specifically to come and be prepared should the community council or the planning commission have a specific question for that person, like the person that's the president of the neighborhood. If you all have a specific question for that person or that person or that person, that they be available to address a question from the planning commission or from the community council.
Okay.
And I think a lot of people will be there to listen. A lot of people will want to talk. Tomorrow, in our neighborhood meeting, I'm going to tell them that that's not really a meeting where you get up and get a voice your concern, but you should come and listen. Because I think the public hearing is where they should voice their concern.
Is it, well, that's what I'm trying to understand, because is that too late in the process to be getting the public
input? I want to make sure everybody's.
Well, no, that's how it works for any other hearing. It's like you get the staff report, you get the developer report, and then you get public input on it.
But people can write letters now, so as the plan is being formulated,
yeah,
well, they don't have anything to respond to yet. They don't have anything to look at yet.
Right.
They don't have any.
We may have opinions on issues that are being discussed.
They don't know what's being discussed.
We got to get together with the planning commission and kind of go, this is what the advisory group said, and let's go over this between the two of us.
Yeah, and I don't see how we're going to get through that
both of those in one meeting?
No, I don't think so either.
I can say I would get the report, my report and your report in a meeting. But I don't know how we're gonna get through both of them in a meeting. I mean.
Or, and discuss anything, because I mean, you guys haven't had your input into the neighborhood plan yet, right?
You have no idea what's coming at you.
So we have you.
That's why I asked if there, if you guys had any major issues that were dividing the, I was trying to get a sense of whether there was good consensus on the most likely divisive issues on the, each of your.
So when is the plan released that people could respond to and write letters or do whatever they want?
Well, it hasn't been drawn up yet.
It's,
October 14th.
In theory.
Is the first draft plan release. That's a public open house, a planning, committee study session and the draft plan. Actually, excuse me, the advisory groups will get their draft plans for review during an advisory group meeting on 2 days prior, on October 12th.
So the public hearing wouldn't be till after that?
Public hearing is scheduled for October 28th, the public hearing on this.
So there's only 2 weeks after the plan's release for people to give input?
Yeah, it's,
that might not work.
See, we've been sort of saying there's not enough time for people to.
Well, between now and October, I get you can release the plan, but then between October 14th, the distribution of the plan to anybody that lives in that neighborhood.
Well, they would have to,
time for them to read it and respond.
Yeah.
You might need a month in there.
So October 12th to October 28th is the hearing. Yeah, you're right, that's 2 weeks.
Yeah, but I would put more time in there.
Okay.
Because by the time, if it's released on the 14th,
mm-hmm.
by the time I receive
mm-hmm.
it, 3 days later, that's when the city has printed it, you know, and then you get to read it over the weekend, it's like.
You can do something.
Yeah. See, that seems like it should be 30 days. Don't you get notice of 30 days on everything else?
15, I think. 15 or 21.
Well, I think
2 weeks
is a little bit longer,
but
it's very important.
But that's on a single property development.
Was there discussion that the public hearing might be continued?
I think it's possible
that would be finished in one evening too, therefore there would be more time.
I think that tomorrow's meetings, after tomorrow's meetings, I think that the planners will have a better idea of where everything stands and where they need to maybe add some more meetings and some more time, because I think that we're all saying there's not enough time, there's not time for Houghton to review this. You know, we have a joint meeting and then we get to review it in one meeting and then it goes to public hearing. I mean, there's very, very little time.
When you say, what are you going to be reviewing if it's not a plan? Is it like a just an outline of?
At which meeting?
Well, you're saying to review it.
Well.
What are you reviewing?
Well, the Houghton, well, let's see, well, at the joint planning council and Houghton Community Council study session on July 26th, I think basically we will see probably something that has like open space, park and open space for the Lakeview neighborhood, and then the bullet points that group has said were important
your
to them.
Priorities. Yeah.
Priorities. You know, and then go through for each of those sections of the neighborhood plan, you will see that. I think that's what you will see.
So I got confused. So we're having a public hearing. So usually before a public hearing, I'm really careful not to go to meetings about the putting together of the...
This is legislative. This isn't quasi-judicial.
Yeah.
So,
So you can...
You can talk to the planning commission. You can talk to the city council.
Yeah.
You can talk to people at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Try to get them to stop. I have Michael with me.
Which, oddly enough, I've been doing a lot, even not living in the neighborhood, so,
Okay, so, back to the calendar.
I want to get a sense of what we're trying to do on that July 26th meeting,
mm-hmm.
and...
It sounds like it will be a time for the neighborhood groups to present to the Planning Commission and Community Council at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So there would be a lot of listening going on.
The chair of the group.
Okay. We'll be making that?
We'll be making your presentations to you all and the planning commission.
So you think I'm making it?
So it doesn't have to be Ruth either.
And yeah, well, I know I'll be making the Lakeview.
Betsy said you do it.
And I will be chatting about the differences between what the plan currently says and changes that want to be made, and the new areas, specifically the park and ride development site, railway line, and this potential rezone area, which, not knowing Georgine that they were here to talk about this, I'm going to move that into the potential contentious neighborhood area, because it wasn't when I gave my report. Probably it's a little bit more contentious than I was seeing, and my antenna weren't out quite right. I apologize, Sharon. I've asked other people to be there for questions if they have them, listen to the debate amongst ourselves, and then I take that information back at our next meeting.
So do you think your presentation and our questions is a 2-hour thing just for your plan? Because I'm thinking we should have two separate meetings.
It very well could be. Yeah, it very well could be.
2 hours? Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was longer, but it's not going to be 45 minutes.
It won't be 45 minutes. It at absolute minimum will take an hour if we smoke through.
Well, besides, we have to remember now that we're making plans for the next 20 years. And when we've done a rezone or something else, we're doing something for next week. So we got to expect to have to spend a bit more time with this to get it right.
Because I think there's going to be a little bit of coordination between the planning council, which is not something that we normally sit and chat with. So they're going to have thoughts and ideas, and what was the consensus of the group on this little microcosm in the neighborhood. Because in the Lakeview, you've got the south area, which is pretty commercial. You've got a bunch of residential area. You've got Carillon Point. You've got a little neighborhood business group. And then all the residential areas. We've got some potential changes to each one of those pieces that's going to have a major impact on the next 20 years. How does it coordinate with 520? How does it coordinate with the rail? How does it coordinate with the Shoreline Master Plan? And what are the potential development changes that will make a change?
Levels of service.
Exactly. I mean, there will be a lot of conversation about each little piece just in the Lakeview neighborhood. And in the Central Houghton, there are a few.
Ours aren't as, we don't have as much in Central Houghton as they do. The impacts, I think, that they're looking at are much, much greater.
Maybe start with Central Houghton and give you guys a shorter time frame. I mean, if they take two, could you do yours in one? Is that feasible?
In one what?
1 hour, you think?
I would think so, sure.
Because if you don't have that much in the way of controversy, if we could start out with yours and see if we can get, I think, you know, in the interest of trying, because we're combining us with the Planning Commission, it'd sure be nice if we could get it done. And if we can't, you know, we can always extend it.
And I say we plan on ending the meeting at 10. We have to continue, but no one of these marathon meetings where we go to 11:45.
I don't think that's helpful.
But if we make that plan ahead of time, it's a lot easier to stick.
And try to budget. It's an hour for Central Houghton from 7 to 8, and 8 to 10 for the Lakeview.
Well, and I'm imagining you will get a packet before that. And so I'm not even sure how much presenting I would need to do if you've read your packet and it lists, you know, pretty much what the advisory group has come up with for these different properties, Houghton Market. And
I would say you just kind of highlight it and then make point out any areas that are particularly controversial, that, you know, that there's a real lack of consensus or issues that we had difficulty with. And then
I want a PowerPoint with animation and music. Is that what? With animation and music.
But it seems to me that we can do this, and then there's probably going to be some issues that we could spend an entire evening on that issue alone, like the parking ride, I could see it. And so, rather than get totally bogged down on that particular issue, maybe we agree to have a subcommittee that deals with that separately and not have that completely, you know, take up the whole evening.
Well, I think what people need to continually keep in mind is what the neighborhood plan can and can't do, and what how it directs zoning and how it directs regulations, and so we don't want to get bogged down in things that we can't do anything about, but
right.
we can sure need to be aware of what we can
right.
say something about.
Right.
And because I think too often we get steered off in some minutiae that we can't change.
Yeah.
But there are things that definitely we can have some input on, and so I think we need to be aware of what those are.
Do you think the members of your committee are aware of that? Do they have a clear understanding of what they can and can't influence?
They're absolutely aware of it. A clear understanding is perhaps an understatement.
Okay.
Yeah.
It would be helpful to get the more you can get them to understand and
for us to understand, you
yeah.
know, what we can influence or not influence.
They're in the heat of the discussion, sometimes separating the importance personally, the importance to the neighborhood plan, the importance and the difference between what we can and can't change is very difficult to ascertain.
Yeah.
Yeah, very difficult to ascertain sometimes.
Okay.
So.
That will be key, to, I think, to how efficiently this process works.
Yeah.
Right.
So. All right. So should we start with that?
Yeah, that would be fine. So with that said, asking you all, what would be the most helpful to get beforehand to wade through this from you all? Something in bullet point format, something in a narrative format, something short, sweet, and simple? The existing neighborhood plan marked up. What would be most beneficial to you all?
I think a combination of the neighborhood plan marked up with bullet points of things that maybe weren't in the original plan that need to be addressed. That's one thing.
It's kind of what we decided tonight to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, it is. The difficulty is the reformatting aspect of the current neighborhood plan. They're all being reformatted. That's
so
added.
They all have a similar
right.
format
right.
and structure down.
That's adding a level of complexity.
Well, we just got to make sure we don't lose the good things.
Well, yeah, that's been my point. And I think, John, what I think maybe Austin and I might be on the same page is that you take the old plan, and we talked about this an hour ago, and you kind of, you know, maybe the new plan, we haven't talked about some of the things in here yet, but you add the new things, and then everybody looks at old content, new content, keep this, add this, looks good. Then I think planners are going to go back and do, okay, so policy goal. That's the new format is policy goal. The policy is to have a park within walking distance of every person's house, you know, within one block of everybody's
right.
house.
Yeah,
that's a policy. The goal to do that is we're going to buy every other property in Houghton and turn it into a park. You know?
Good idea.
You know, but maybe what we would be looking at here is under parks and open space, where it says something, then we'd add, and there needs to be a park within walking distance of every single person's house. You know, so that sort of thing is how I'm seeing
yeah.
it. So that we're
so
kind of seeing the old and the new. And
there's a lot of good stuff in the old plan.
And I've heard that some people don't agree with it.
I don't. Well, how dare they?
I don't know. I think it's wonderful. I think it has served us well.
So I like that. So with that particular one that you're talking about, part of the walking distance, part of the goal could be to increase people's walking distances, their capabilities.
Well,
people are fit.
I didn't want to go there, but I think our group has had quite a discussion on, you know, what is walking
distance. Right, exactly.
And
wow,
our
your group has
our
gotten
group,
into what is it.
Yeah. We've focused on that a little bit.
Yeah.
So, and I think we will have these same discussions with the planning group.
Yeah.
So,
Okay, so we're.
What'll be interesting is they already have been through that process with the same issues with other neighborhoods, and they bring a different perspective that will be helpful.
One thing that will probably occur beforehand is Rick, you'll talk to C-Ray or something about the joint meeting.
Yeah.
I would expect.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
C-Ray.
Maybe we should start that meeting early, like at 6 o'clock, so we can get out here at 9 or 10 and complete it.
Well, like we said, if we have this other item, you will be starting it a little bit early, so, but we'll get back to you on timing, I think.
I think our target needs to be to start no later than 7, and if we don't really have anything other than why not consider starting it? Pardon?
We'll have minutes to approve, then we can.
We can even defer that, I mean, that wouldn't be the.
Yeah, you could wait till.
The next meeting.
Okay, so we're gonna have a meeting on the 26th?
Well, yeah.
And then August, is there nothing on the calendar right now on the 23rd, so that might be canceled?
Okay, so first, August 12th is another joint meeting. And that one, I think.
Oh, it's a, oh, it's a, that one.
Remember, I.
That's a Thursday.
I sent you a special email about that one, so that, because as you'll notice, what you're doing is switching back and forth with regular dates with the planning commission. This is one of their regular meetings.
Right.
So that will be a study session on those code amendments and the 2010 comp plan.
Study session or joint hearing?
Joint meeting, joint study session.
Joint meeting, okay, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So again, we'll just be presenting those projects once to both of you. Now, August 23rd is a regular meeting, says may be canceled, but given this discussion about needing more time, I would recommend leaving it on your calendar open. Never know.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing on it, we can cancel.
Yeah.
Oh, believe me, I will. Won't hesitate.
Okay, and then, I guess those are the 2 months I definitely wanted to get through.
Yeah.
September is getting a little bit far out to, to predict, I mean, you'll definitely will have your regular meeting. Whether there'll be another one, I don't know.
So everybody have those dates on their calendars, the.
Okay.
Really, the only date out of the ordinary is the Thursday, August 12th meeting, so.
Okay.
And the rest of two other states.
Oh, yeah.
Filter the.
Yeah. I guess, would it possibly be an option on that Thursday, August 12th date, that if we have something that you really don't wanna wait until the end of September to deal with, but it's kind of a minor thing, that we might be able to meet either before the planning commission and knock it out, or go meet somewhere else to finish it and knock it out, somehow get it done that same night instead of having two meetings that month?
If you don't need August 23rd for something else, definitely.
Yeah.
The only thing I can think of are Teresa's amendments, final approval, and that's a minor, minor thing.
Okay. Anything else of administrative nature you need to discuss?
I don't think so.
All right. Great. That, meeting you too.
Wow.
And.
We've set a record.
Oh, we've done better, but you know what this means.
Yeah, we do.
Wait.